You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Ryssdal. For businesses in remote eastern Oregon, the armed occupation of a federal wildlife refuge outside the city of Burns is an economic windfall. A few dozen people started occupying the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge right after the start of the year, and they haven't left yet. So Burns hotels and restaurants are packed with reporters, law enforcement officers, and occupiers as a result. The Northwest News Network's Anna King has the story.
Just off a remote, slushy highway, the America's Best Value Inn has a horseshoe parking lot designed for truckers. Manager Vicki Allen says she's never seen a winter like this in Burns. 38 rooms, nearly full every night.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes we might only have one person in the house in the winter months. So this is, it's a godsend. It's like having summer all winter long.
But she admits it's sometimes a strange mix at the Continental Breakfast Bar each morning. Law enforcement and occupiers hovering over the coffee urn and Danish.
The police don't bother anybody. The militia don't bother anybody. We only get maybe two or three militia in here a week. They come to clean up and go back out.
Everyone has been well behaved, she says.
They just don't talk over the differences between them, you know.
For seasonal workers, too, this is a boon. In the winter here, some local businesses just shutter for months until spring.
I haven't had a day off since New Year's Day, and normally I have 4 days off.
Liz Hauer, a maid, says she usually doesn't have enough work this time of year to keep on.
It's good for me right now, because usually I'm on unemployment about this time.
Of the half dozen hotels I visited in Burns, most are selling triple or double the rooms they usually would this time of year. In town, the Bella Java and Bistro coffee shop is waking up. You have to clamor over piles of slick packed snow to make it inside. Regulars, like a table full of ball cap wearing Burns veterans, trek in for coffee. Strangers, too, like a posse of Oregonian newspaper writers. Manager Tammy Delane is working overtime in the back. Today she was making lunchtime beef wraps for the 10 or so law enforcement officers protecting the town's elementary school.
I wish it was different circumstances, but we do love it. It's helping the businesses as far as restaurants and stuff.
She says she's had occupiers in too. They've been polite, but the sheer volume of business hasn't let up.
Oh my gosh. It starts at 7:30 and coffee's breakfast, trying to do prep. Like I say, we're catering right now. Lunches are overwhelming, and they're still here at 3.
But not every business is getting a boost. Traffic at the B&B Sporting Goods store has been just a tick over average. The store's owner, Denny Thomas, sells about any make of gun, ammo, or knife, or he'll order it in for you.
We have high-end shotguns back there, higher-end shotguns. And rifles. These are our semi-automatic handguns.
At any time of year, he sells about 4 guns a day. Last week, he says that skipped up to 5 a day. But he says no occupiers are coming in for bulk buys.
We still have predominantly local shoppers. We get a few people coming in because they might need a pair of gloves. But other than that, things are pretty normal.
The hot seller this week, shotgun shells to ranchers. There's a rabbit population boom this winter. People are blasting them to keep the hungry bunnies off their haystacks. In Burns, Oregon, I'm Anna King from Marketplace.